Psalm chapter 80, verse 14 says, "Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine." While the enemy rages outside, the real danger comes from within. The vine, God's people, is just withering, not just because of external attack, but because of internal failure. Psalm 80 shows us that the source of our weakness is often our own waywardness. So we must resist the temptation to blame only the culture or the government or the media for spiritual decline. Scripture consistently teaches that judgment begins in the house of God. The brokenness that we oftentimes see out there is really just a mirror to the brokenness that's in here. But this psalm doesn't stop at confession. It pleads for restoration. The psalmist asks God to look down and see. There's a deep longing for divine attention. "Have regard for this vine," it says. It's a cry for mercy rooted in the knowledge that God once planted and nurtured his people. And if he did it before, he can do it again. Here's some ways that you can turn this devotional into prayer. "Lord, expose the sin in me that weakens your work through me. Forgive us for blaming others when the real issue is our own hearts. And tend to your vine again. Revive your people with grace and truth." Here are two people that you can be praying for today. Pray for Gerson Oriano and his family, our national changemakers in Peru. And also remember the Matango LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. One final thought. The greatest threat to spiritual vitality, it is not the world outside. It's the sin inside. And only God's mercy and forgiveness can restore us.